This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. A must-see for any visitor to Russia is Moscow's Red Square, home to the iconic St. Basil's Cathedral, the Kremlin Wall, and Lenin's Mausoleum, a macabre attraction where the embalmed corpse of the communist leader has been on display since shortly after his death in 1924. Not surprisingly, maintaining the freshness of a man who died that long ago is no easy feat and requires great care and money. Marina Corin wrote about the process in an article for The Atlantic called The Cost of Keeping Lenin Looking Like Lenin. And Marina, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
I just can't waste your terrific opening line for this. Vladimir Lenin's body is nearly 146 years old, but doesn't look a day over 53.
That's very true. He is somehow like a fine wine. He gets better with age, but a lot of work goes into making sure that he does.
How much does it cost the Russian government to keep Lenin looking like that?
Well, this year is going to cost up to 13 million rubles, which is about $198,000. So it's not very cheap. And it's going to be funded by the government. And the government has funded Lenin's preservation up until the Soviet Union broke apart. After that, they relied on private donations. But more recently, and probably because the current Russian president, Vladimir Putin, is very supportive of keeping Lenin on display, the government has begun funding his preservation again.
You said this year. Do they do this every year?
They do. So every other year, they take the corpse off of display and start this weeks-long, very complicated process. Like, you know, at the end of the day, this is a mummified body, but not when you hear mummification, you think of, you know, the way the Egyptians did it. And that's not what this process is like. This is a process that has been fine-tuned over decades. And you have a team of scientists working on it. You have anatomists, biochemists, and surgeons. And every other year, they take Lenin's body off display for a couple of weeks and basically give the body a fresh coat of embalming fluids. Yeah, they just submerge the body in these various solutions, and it's really painstaking work.
After so many years, does the embalming fluid still do the job? What else do they have to do?
Well, so there's not as much biological and organic material left in Lenin's body as there was, you know, when he died back in the 1920s. His original eyelashes, for example, have been replaced by artificial ones. Historians have written that in 1945, a piece of skin on Lenin's foot went missing. And so researchers had to develop some kind of artificial skin to replace that piece. So much of what you see, I mean, it definitely looks very lifelike, but it's not, most of it is not real.
I'm assuming the Lenin on display is fully clothed. Does it matter that a piece of his foot? I'm sorry to say this to, you know, a man who holds a great place in history, but can they not just sort of fake what's going on underneath?
No, and I don't think that that's the Russian way. They're going to definitely go all in when they're preserving this, the body of this person who's so influential to their history. And there's a great deal of nostalgia attached for many Russians about those times and the kind of leader that he was. And so I believe he gets, you know, a fresh change of clothes every now and then. So even the clothes are very important, too, what he's wearing and making sure that the fabric is maintained as well.
It's interesting that he still holds such an important place in Russian thought. I mean, during the Soviet era, certainly there were very long lines to visit the tomb. Does it still draw crowds?
It doesn't draw as many people as it once did, and that's the argument that some Russians make for giving Lenin a proper burial. And in fact, Russian-run polls, Russian state-run polls, have shown that the majority of Russians want him to just quietly be put into the ground like everyone else. Because they do see the mausoleum as now being just this tourist attraction. It's not something that was sacred as it was in the past. But Putin has been very adamant about it staying put. And you know, he tends to idealize elements of the Soviet past, like many other Russians. And he's likened the mausoleum to the way that Russians display relics of Orthodox saints in monasteries. So this isn't just, you know, a mummy.
Well, and obviously when you're talking about tourist attractions, it's not just the Russians, it's other people. Is this a moneymaker for Russia?
That's a good question. And I wonder how much the government does get from that. But how many other places in the world, I think there are very few where you can go and see a former world leader, for lack of a better word, chilling right in front of you. So I imagine that foreign observers are very fascinated by this and are drawn to it.
Marina Corrin, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Marina Corrin, senior associate editor for The Atlantic. She wrote about the cost of keeping Lenin looking like Lenin.